The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And today we're giving away a muzzleloader to some yucky luth hunter. Lucky youth hunter. You may be yucky, you may not be yucky, but we don't think so if we're going to give you a muzzleloader. Good morning, Aaron. I'm not sure if we're starting out good or not here this morning. But anyway, we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and today is the end of the muzzleloader giveaway for 2024, giving away a youth muzzleloader at the behest of the previous winner, the adult winner, Derek. And we do have Derek's address in case whoever wins would like to, you know, follow up and send him a little thank you note or something like that. I think that would be appropriate. What do you think? So, hey, Aaron, how was your Christmas?
It was very well. Spent a lot of time with my family and got some nice gifts and gave some nice gifts as well.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. All right. Well, that's good. Robin, I talked to her a few minutes ago. She's texting me right now. And she has asked me to tell everyone that she is improving day by day. So we got a couple major hurdles out of the way. She was having trouble with her eyesight. She went and got that diagnosed yesterday and found out it was nothing that's going to be of any permanence. She just has to get it treated, and everything is improving from there on. So she said day by day, let everybody know. So, and I have to finish this text. There we go. All right. So that's how it works here. We're going to take the names. If anybody has a young hunter, a youth hunter, or someone that would like to win a muzzleloader, full-size muzzleloader, a CVA from the folks at CVA, a beautiful Optima V2 with a nitride finished barrel, has a scope mount. It comes in Realtree camo. Pretty cool looking camo, and it will go directly to you, whoever wins. How it works is everybody has a name, of course, and everybody has a number associated with their name, and however many names we have, let's see, 5, 10, 15, right now we got about 19 or 20 names on the list of potential winners, so the odds are good. That better than 300 million winning the Mega Millions, which was unfortunately won in California last night. Just so you know, $1.22 billion was won by some lucky ticket holder out there in the great state of California. So, you know, he'll have about 14 bucks left after all the California taxes will come out of that that check. So, congratulations to them. Where are we going here, Aaron? What do we got to talk about? We got to talk about Christmas. Did anybody get anything exciting for Christmas? I was treated very well and very happy. The family was here Christmas afternoon, and we shared a nice meal. Had some shrimp and a New York strip steak roast, masterfully cooked by my son-in-law. We had a ham. All kinds of specialty dishes, cake, cookies, and Robin made some stuff called Christmas crack, which is not what it seems. It's graham crackers with caramel on them. And the caramel gets hard, and then you coat them with butterscotch or chocolate or whatever and decorate that however you want. And when you crack the pan after it cools, when you crack the pan on the table, it breaks into all little odd-shaped pieces, and it's wonderful stuff. So kids all got more stuff than they could ever imagine or deserve, but that's okay. They're kids or grandkids. They get stuff for Christmas. And everybody seems to be happy. We got together with family Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, so it all worked out. The tree looks pretty. It's all lit up here in the room, and it was a little chilly in here this morning. I let the dogs out, and the cold, damp air infiltrated a little bit, so we took care of that with a press of the button, and the fireplace is on right now, the fireplace insert, warming the room up another degree or two. So our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Didn't get any hunting in over the Christmas holiday. Doesn't look like it's going to happen this weekend with all the rain here on the shore, but we'll see. Maybe we'll sneak out for a couple hours if it slows down a little bit. Next week, hopefully, get a little more muzzleloader hunting in. The final week of the late muzzleloader season ends on January 4th. Waterfowl hunters are active. I hear them every now and then. The geese, plenty of geese come in. Not sure what the goose forecast is going to be for next year. But we have a youth and a military day coming up in February, so that'll all work out. Any callers on the line yet there, Aaron?
Not yet.
Well, we need to encourage them that there's, if they'd like to call, the lines are wide open, 410-922-6680. And we got that great auction coming up. It's going to be 2 days. Starts, I'll read it here shortly. Let's see here. Got the press release the other day. It went out. Let's see if I can find it. Do, 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 do. There it is. So the New Year's two-day sportsman's auction. Day one, online only, December 31st. And then day two, live and online auction, January 1st. And you can actually start bidding now if you like. The preview of the live auction and pickup, that's going to be held at the auction house, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. And then 3 days of preview, Sunday, December 29th, Monday, December 30th, and Tuesday, December 31st. And then you pick up Thursday and Friday, those who win a bid. Oh, look at that. There's a big Shell sign, Shell Oil sign. A lot of fishing tackle, a lot of decoys, some carvings, and some other stuff that that you're really going to like, enjoy. So, wow, there's a big old Coca-Cola sign, too. You can get a text message reminder. You can go online and see the catalog, and all that is right there in front of you. That was from the email that I got. But the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction, again, is Wednesday, January 1st. 2025. It starts at 11 a.m. at the auction house, Russell's Auctioneer, 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or you can bid online. You can view the online catalog at russellsfurniture.hibid.com and follow the Facebook page for updates. Many firearms, modern, antique, muzzleloader, handguns, shotguns, pistols, and rifles, many, 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 I'd say hundreds of decoys, artwork, hundreds of items for the outdoors, a lot of vintage fishing tackle if you're a collector. HiBid.com and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore with over 800 lots being sold over 2 days. Online, December 31st, and live and online, January 1st. 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, Queen Anne's County. 410-928-3415 for Russum's Auctioneers. 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Happy New Year. How about that? All right. Let's see. Robert in Cambridge. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good, man. What's going on?
I called in to enter my nephew into the muzzleloader contest. We're heading out to a little hunting down in Vienna, going bird hunting.
Got to do a little bird hunting, huh? Well, there's plenty of them down there from what I understand.
I hope so. We were down there last week, and we were duck hunting, but nothing showed up but a bunch of goose.
No ducks, but had plenty of geese, huh? Yeah.
Geese, yeah. That's what... This week we got a couple goose decoys.
And the ducks will show up.
That's right. Isn't that the truth? But this is the third or fourth time we've done it, so we aren't, you know, professionals. We're learning the trade.
Learning as you go, right?
I guess that's good.
Well, I will tell you that the ducks show up when you're setting the decoys and then never after that, or you're hiding a boat and never after that. And then when you're eating lunch or going to the bathroom or the dog has to go out or something like that, that's the next time they'll show up. Make sure you pour yourself a cup of coffee. That's a guaranteed way to get ducks to show up.
Right.
So all those little tips, you know.
Right. It's kind of like fishing. You got to turn your head away from the pole, huh?
Exactly right. Yeah, you got to go do something else. Wait, and that's the signal for the fish to bite when you're not ready. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, we had a lot of goose last week, and hopefully some of them come a little lower this week.
Well, yeah, you don't want to go sky busting. That's for sure.
No.
Well, you know the difference. You know the difference between sky busting and pass shooting, don't you?
I don't.
Well, it's pass shooting if a goose drops out.
Okay, got it. We can only be so lucky.
That's right. That's right.
But it ought to be a nice day, though. You know, we got the rain. Apparently, that's supposed to encourage ducks to move. So.
Yeah, oh yeah, that the lousy wind, you know, lousy southeast wind. That's another good indicator. So, yeah, the worst day to be out there is the best day for ducks. So,
that's right. Yeah,
indeed.
I definitely talked to a lot of people that do duck hunt, and I got a lot of good information. It's just a matter of putting it all together and making it happen.
Oh yeah, no question. And the best place to find advice is to go online to any of the hunting sites. You'll get all kinds of great suggestions and information there.
Right. Especially on the duck calling part. One guy says
duck calling, deer hunting. Tell him you want to try duck hunting with a crossbow one time and see what happens.
Yeah, right.
All right, buddy. Hey, I hope you have a happy new year. I hope you have a very successful day, and send me some pictures if you get lucky.
You do the same, man. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All right, now?
Thanks, Robert. You take care, buddy.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye. John in North Carolina. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, it looks like the deer season is going to end with a wet whimper instead of a barren.
It's
going to rain for the next couple of days.
That's what I hear.
I don't know about you, but I can't stand to hunt out in the rain.
Cold not with a muzzleloader. Not necessarily with a muzzleloader.
Well, no. Ours is a modern rifle, but, just cold and wet just doesn't do much for me.
Doesn't do
cold
it for
and
you.
Cold dry is good. But
yeah, cold and dry is real good. I like that. But no, cold and wet doesn't, you know. What is... The most disappointing thing about the wet weather is not that it's that wet or that cold. It's that the wind is wrong. The wind is wrong for any and every stand I have. The wind is wrong generally if it's northeast or southeast for deer hunting. They just don't seem to like it, you know. So, and today it's 15 to 20 with higher gusts. So I think I'll. Now, the National Deer Association suggests that the bucks move more so the higher the wind.
Well,
20% they move 20% more the higher the wind goes, up to 20% more. Yeah.
The biggest buck I ever saw in my life was 2003, and it was 17 degrees with 35-mile-an-hour winds.
Yep.
And I was still kind of new to hunting, and I didn't know, well, you're not going to see deer that day. Well, then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was, I had just shot a doe with a muzzleloader. I didn't reload it. I was deep in the woods, 1,000 feet up, knew I couldn't drag out two, and all of a sudden this buck shows up, and he was magnificent. But that's hunting.
That's hunting. That's how it goes. That's right.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. So, well, at least you never tried to shoot one with an empty gun like I did. But
well, I looked at that buck, and I looked at my empty gun, and I looked at that buck, and I looked at that empty gun. We
yeah.
At each other for about 30 seconds before he said, oh, I don't like to look at that rock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's how it goes.
There's always next year.
Yep. Always next year.
Hope you had a nice Christmas. And
We did. We had a nice Christmas. Looking forward to New Year's.
New Year's, and next year hopefully will be better for everybody.
I sure as heck hope so, buddy. I really do. Next year better be better.
Yeah. Well, have a wonderful
next year. All right. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All righty. Happy New Year. See ya. There he goes. Longtime caller. Muzzleloader winner years ago. John from North Carolina. Well, I mentioned the remote control and the heat coming on here. The question is, do you have one of those fireplaces that you never use? Well, we did. It was a hole in the wall, and it sucked the heat out of the room, and now it doesn't. We fixed that. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. They are the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Now, Robin and I selected an Enviro, that's the brand, E-N-V-I-R-O, EX35 gas fireplace insert. We had gas here in the house. We had a gas stove, and it was a simple matter to connect it. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we love the convenience of the remote control, the beauty and the room filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves too for your primary or your alternative heat sources. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. You'll love the look. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll get yourself ready for the rest of the cold winter, for sure, if you stop by today. They're open today and tomorrow. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. You'll like the salespeople. You'll like the selection. You'll like the prices. They're open 7 days a week. That's Backyard Billies or Hearth America at Backyard Billies. Route 50. Exit 44B, that's the Evans Avenue exit off Route 50 coming from the bridge. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
So I was at Clyde's yesterday, and I thought I'd just walk around, take a look at all the Browning firearms, and they've got lots of them. I looked at the T-Bolt, the T-Bolt Sporter. Nice gun, really nice gun. It's a rimfire, beautiful walnut stock, straight comb, fine checkering, blue barrel, sling studs. The one I looked at came in three different calibers, the 22 long rifle, the 22 Magnum, and the 17 HMR. Yes, a little Hornaday round, the 22 Magnum neck down to 17 caliber rimfire. Very nice caliber, very nice gun. Great starter gun for sure. Then I looked at the X-Bolt Hunter. Very nice. Very nice gun. X-Bolt Hunter, bolt-action hunting rifle with a satin walnut checkered stock, a matte blue barrel, an action, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and an adjustable trigger. This is not the giant fancy hunting rifle. This is a functional hunting rifle. It's got everything you need. Matte finish, matte blue finish, just a real handsome rifle. Also checked out the fact that Clyde's has some A-Bolt 3s left over. Now, that's not a new firearm. That's the last generation of the A-Bolt, but he's got plenty of them. So if you're looking for a deal on a great high-powered rifle, that's it, the A-Bolt 3 from Browning and Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. They've been around since 1957. That phone number there, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number there is 410-242-6108. Website is Clyde's Sport Shop, ClydeSportShop.com. Clyde's is open 7 days a week, 410-242-6108 for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and all accessories. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead, you lit.
REO Speedwagon played their final concert this past week. So those of you who grew up with REO Speedwagon during the 70s and 80s, there you go. Little final tribute. So that was their number one song, Keep On Loving You, 1 point. 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 410-922-6680. Yep, got your text, Richard. Thank you very much. We're giving away a youth muzzleloader. If you'd like to nominate a youth to win, that's what we're going to do. 410-922-6680, or send me a text like Richard did. I'll need a youth name from you, Richard, and or email Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. You got about an hour to do that, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com, to enter your youngster in the contest. No adults are going to win. You've got to be 16 and under to enter a youth muzzleloader contest given away today in the next hour. How about that? So, all right. Any other callers on the line there, bud? I think he's screening a call right now. That would be great. So we don't have a whole lot of outdoor news this morning. We do have the late season coming up. Of course, the Canada geese, both the AP and the resident Canada geese. Residents will be in for quite a while. I think they're until March. A few snow geese showing up. It's really cool. One of the properties I hunt in Queen Anne's County, it's close to where these geese eat. Not only the geese, but the tundra swans. And I'll see the tundras going over, and then I'll see the snows go over, then I'll see the Canadas go over. It's really cool just being in the, you know, be able to watch all that and hear all that as the geese make their way to their appropriate, sanctuaries in the evening. It's pretty cool to hear all that, so. Let's see, Lee in Olynthicum. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
and
that.
And also, I'm not a hunter, per se, but my grandson has become a hunter with my son-in-law.
Okay, good.
They were going to go deer hunting today, but I think they got rained out.
Yeah, a little bit wet out there.
Yeah.
I see. I understand
but,
it. Yep.
I was calling to register him for the muzzle loader. I'm more of a
okay.
And a crowd myself, so. That's what I
got you. I got you. Well, if he has any photos of any of his great adventures outdoors, we'd like to see a hero shot with him and his deer. You can send that to me, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com.
He really had some. He had a fun time. He went down to Molly's down there.
We don't bring up the names of.
Oh,
the
I'm
businesses.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No problem.
They had a big thing down there, and he met a duck hunter down there. And really was took to him, so that's been a real pleasant thing for him. So it's been...
Well, that's good. Glad to hear it.
Yep. All right. Well, great.
All right, man. Well, appreciate the call, and we got
you.
Him in the contest. All right.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year. Yes, sir.
On air?
What's that? I didn't hear what he said. I'm sorry. All right. Well, let me check the email here, see if anybody emailed. Nope, don't see anything. All right, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. Email is Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. And you can certainly, and those of you who have my home number or my work number, you can find it pretty simply. You can text me at that number as well. Oh, my goodness. So, a fair amount of geese showed up the other day. When it got a little... nasty out there, and the clouds started coming in, and we started seeing an advance to this weather system. Plenty of geese in the air right here. Don't know if it is where that's the way it is where you are. Also, getting a lot of reports and pictures from Montgomery, Frederick County with the resident geese. And that's always a fun hunt because. You get six or seven guys in the blind, and the limit's five. It's a lot of shooting and a lot of fun, and a lot of good goose breasts come out of a shoot like that. So, yeah, Uncle Dale called last week and said, he always has a comment, but he's the one that taught me how to do a goose breast in a crock pot, real simple. And I've advanced his recipe. He just said can of chicken broth and can of chicken gravy and put it in a crock pot, let her go. And it's that simple. gets tender, gets good tasting. But if you want to season that goose breast, what I like to do is take some Montreal steak seasoning or your favorite seasoning and liberally apply it to both sides of the goose breast, set it in the fridge overnight, let those seasonings sink in, and then do the crock pot thing. Take it out of the crock pot, set it on a plate, make it cold, slice it fine, and put on crackers. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That is delicious. It's a great snack. No question about it. So I did get some seasonings for Christmas. I got some y'all sweet tea. They make a couple seasonings as well. I got a burger blend, and I got a sweet barbecue blend. So we'll be mixing that in with a few things. I love to mix up venison meatloafs, you know. I use barbecue sauce and egg, of course, your breadcrumbs. I don't use the flavored breadcrumbs so much. Panko's okay. If you want to use panko, you can do that. But I'll put a sauce right in with the meat. I'll put some seasoning in there. And I can't wait to put this sweet barbecue seasoning in there with some barbecue sauce. Mix it up with an egg and some breadcrumbs. Don't mix it too heavily. I'll tell you another thing that makes a meatloaf really good, and that's the matchstick carrots. You know, you take those little matchstick shredded carrots and put them in the food processor, make them a little bit finer, and mix them in with your ground venison when you make a meatloaf, and it keeps everything nice and moist. I don't overcook them. I do 350 for 45 minutes. And take it out. I'll put a sauce on top. I'll mix up ketchup and brown sugar, and about equally, actually, brown sugar and ketchup, volume for volume. You know, mix them up. It'll stir a little gritty. That's what you want. And you spread it on top of your meatloaf and just bake it with that on there. And then if you decide you really want to finish it, you can put it under the broiler for 5 minutes at the end. It makes that delicious crust even caramelize even more. So, but venison meatloaf, we love it here. We love it around here, that's for sure. So, 410 WCBM 680, we're giving away a youth muzzleloader contest. And right now, I got to talk to you folks about something else. Yes, I do. I'll tell you one more time about Russum's Furniture Auctioneers. They're coming up here this coming week. The first one is online only, December 31st, through their website, Russum's Furniture, R-U-S-S-U-M-S, Furniture, F-U-R-N-I-T-U-R-E, .hibid.com. Or you can go to liveauctioneers.com and register to bid online for the Russum's two-day, New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. The online auction is at 31st, but if you want to show up at the auction house by 11 o'clock on Wednesday, January 1st, Russum's Auctioneers, 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, you'll see lots of guns, modern and antique firearms, many, many, many decoys, a lot of artwork, hundreds of items for the outdoors. HighBid.com and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auction on the Eastern Shore, with over 800 lots being sold over 2 days. 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. 410-928-3415 for Russum's Auctioneers. 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. I'll say Happy New Year, but be sure to check out the website, and that's russumsfurniture.hybid.com. That'll have the catalog. That'll have everything you need. You can bid online, too. You can start bidding now if you want for all this stuff. Russum, the Furniture Auctioneers, glad to have them, that's for sure. But Spurry's Tire Service. Now, with this rain and wet and cold weather, you gotta wonder about your tires. Did I go past the line on my tires? Are they safe? I think I'll get that checked out at Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. And some people actually use Spurry's just to change one set of tires over for the winter, you know, from summer to winter. They keep two sets of tires, and Spurry's will change them out, and you can do that too. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires are featured. And they have everything else, Michelin, Yokohama, and all the others. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. Any make or model of car or truck, from tiny to teeny to Titan. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Garden tractors to farm tractors, transformers. If you own a trailer or an ATV, Spurrier's has the tires. Spurrier's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair that includes checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine or any other warning lights come on. They could take care of it. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton is 410-822-7384, 822-7384. The website, spurrierstire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks, all that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Aussie oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You
See, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on.
There you go.
Pass it on.
All right, let's talk to Uncle Dale in Easton. Morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I trust you had a good Christmas.
Yep, not bad at all. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Had a house full of grandkids, but I guess that's the word.
That's what it's all about, buddy.
Yeah. I have a question. Have you been seeing your girlfriend?
I have not. She on camera, maybe. On camera, maybe. A few times. But no, not in person. She vanished after bow season. I didn't even see her during muzzleloader, which was very interesting.
You think she's in somebody's freezer?
Doubtful. Doubtful. The fellas on the next property said they saw him bedded down in one of the fields that I hunt one evening. We were in the stand, but who knows? Yeah, who knows? You know, there's the four that run together, and he seems to think that these were the four.
Okay.
And I've had four on camera a few times in the past 2 weeks, but I haven't personally seen her. Now there's some deer on camera last night between let's see, what time were they there? They were there at 8:35 all the way up till 9 o'clock, and then. Which is kind of cool. I kind of enjoy watching these pictures on camera, you know, the animals coming in.
Yeah.
Gets sent right to my phone, and I can see what's there at any time. But that's that was the upper stand, and then there's been nothing on the lower stand as far as deer-wise for a couple of days. So I don't know. I can't track these animals. You know, they just show up when they want to show up, just like in the daytime. They show up when they want to show up.
Right in the middle of the day, you bet.
Yeah, yep, yeah. So, yeah, they wait. They hear you. They sense you say, "Well, you know, I guess we'll go get some lunch," and then they come out. And by the time you're back, they're gone. So,
yeah, that's the way it is.
It is. So, how was your Christmas?
Alan,
good.
Good. Good. Alan, with the goose recipe, what I used to do is I used to save the legs. A little more effort to get them out, but they have a different flavor to them, and I would enjoy those too.
You want to know one of my favorite cuts of goose? The heart. The heart. I love goose heart. You know, they're kind of like chipmunks, though. It takes a lot of them to make a meal. You know, but they're very tasty. You know, and I just toss those in the crock pot too. I like the taste of goose heart. You can season them up, and you can season them up. You can fry them up. You can deep fry them. You can do, you know, bread them, whatever you want to do. But I do like the goose heart. So used to have the picking houses save them for me.
Well, Alan, back in the day, we used to have a one or two parties that was always a request. We took the birds into the pickers to go ahead and tell them to save the hearts and the gizzards and the livers.
Yep. Just like a chicken, you make gravy out of that stuff too. Or turkeys at Thanksgiving, you know. So.
Alan, is Mike Luisi still on board for?
Yeah, he sure is. We don't have a firm date yet, but we'll get Mike in here and we'll talk about striped bass here shortly after the first of the year.
Oh, that'd be great. I'm looking forward to that.
You and I both.
All right, sir. Yes, sir. Well, my best to Robin.
All right, buddy, appreciate that. She wanted me to let everybody know she's getting better day by day, so that's a good thing. It's finally starting to turn around. So.
There you go.
All right, man, thank you. Yep. Happy New Year, Dale.
Maybe soon?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Thanks, Alan.
All right, man, take care.
Be safe.
You too. There he goes. All right. Let's see. Oh, I want to talk about backyard billies. Well, the room's nice and toasty. The fireplace insert is off, and I didn't do anything. It just went off when the room reached a certain temperature, and everything is cool. Now, if I wanted to, you know, really, really fire the place up, I could actually manually go in and turn the fan on, turn the blower on. But I just like it the way it is. And, you know, if I want it really heated up, if it gets really, really cold, then I'll just go in and hit the button for the blower and turn everything on. And, it's great. You know, we had a fireplace. We had a fireplace in this room. It was never used, ever, maybe once, since the house was built. And we just decided when we determined to redesign this room and put the new ceiling in and, you know, the new walls and the new bathroom and everything else, we just decided we were going to put a fireplace in, and we did, you know. So we went to a couple places around the region and shopped for fireplace inserts, and just this, it was always something. It was either lack of knowledge by the salespeople, price was too high, wouldn't work with you after you committed. There were a couple of things that just happened. Finally, we wound up at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and they treated us with the respect we deserved as customers. They gave us the knowledge. They gave us the choices. They gave us the great information, and the prices were good. And then the prices included the installation and everything else. They said, here's your number, and we said, we'll take it. And that's what happened. So Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert with a remote control. We love it. We love the convenience of the remote and the heat, the follow-up, and was very good. If you need service, just call them. They'll be out when they can get here and take care of it. Last time we had service, it took everything out and cleaned everything, and it was gorgeous, beautiful service. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. You can check out the freestanding wood stoves and pellet stoves, too, and they also sell pellets by the bag or the pallet if you like. You can use the wood or pellet stove for your primary source in a garage or a big room, or, you know, an alternative heat source in case we have a power outage. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom, and you'll be ready. BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families.
Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Ah, the horn. I love the horn announcing my arrival. Back 410 WCBM 680. Anybody on the line, Aaron?
Yes, we have Jordan on hold.
Jordan, good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. Better be quick here because I have 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Well, then you better just keep rolling.
Yeah,
what's
I heard Madonna Seafood had some kosher crabs, I heard. Anyway, wishing you, Robin, and Aaron a very happy and prosperous 2025, and it was good seeing you get in the studio last week.
All righty. Thank you, Jordan. Happy New Year to you, too.
Take care.
You, too. Bye-bye. There he goes. Folks, there's the music. That means we've come to the end of the hour. That simply means get out, and stay safe. Stay dry today. We hope you had a joyous Christmas season. We hope that it was meaningful to you, that the birth of Jesus has some meaning in your life, as well as his death and resurrection. Now we just say, during this season and all year long, keep your family close. Love them, hug them, give them a call, and love the Lord. See you next hour.